Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. Happy 2019. Yeah, we're here. It's an exciting energy of this year, and I'm looking forward to sharing this wisdom with you. I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people accomplish their goals and live the life of their dreams. So if you are ready, if you have a goal in mind, if we're going through my little workshop here on the podcast and you want some support that's going to help you get there, then definitely check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And some information on how I can support you. I have coaching packages. I have a 3-month coaching package, which is wonderful. We spend 3 months completely immersed in a goal. And I kid you not, by the end of that 3 months, 90 days, if you follow my system, you will accomplish whatever goal you set out to achieve. And so it's a wonderful way to really jumpstart the energy in your life. It's $2,700. Worth every penny. You get lots and lots of soulful support, practical wisdom, intuitive insight. You get someone who is completely on your side, on your team. I will cheer you on and show you where your pitfalls are so that you can overcome them and accomplish every goal that you have on your heart for 2019. So we might work one goal for the 90 days, but you will have all the tools, the insight, the resources to support yourself in your next goal. So consider that. Also, I have a holiday special that I was running in December, and a couple of my clients were like, hey, will you bring it back? I now have the money to do it. So that is 12 sessions. You can use them anytime over the course of the year or even after that. It's really 12 sessions you get to use however you want. If you want to use them all in 12 days, let's do it. If you want to use them spread out over the year, yeah. And it is you get to use that as you please. So you might be working a goal on your own, using my podcast to guide you, maybe using some other resources, and you want a little extra support from time to time, you can spread them out. And that package, I believe, is just a little over $1,600. And so it's a great value. 12 sessions, 90 minutes, you and me, you get intuitive insight, you get support, you get healing, you get clearing. It's an amazing treat for yourself to help you get to where you want to be. And then I still am running my single session special through the weekend. And that's my single session, 90 minutes with me, intuitive coaching session is $270, and it's $125, and I have appointments available tomorrow and through the weekend to help you with that, and that'll return to $270 on Monday. So with lots of resources for you. If you want some coaching, you want some intuitive insight, you really want to make a particular goal happen in 2019, let me support you, because you do better when you have support. And I can say that for myself as well. I always have support. So because I know when I don't, I can get a little wayward in my thinking. And before I know it, I'm not where I want to be. So take advantage of support, however way you can get it, use it. You can always coach yourself. So this is, if you can, it can be tricky coaching yourself. And I will say I have support, and then I also coach myself as well. And I found that in preparing my goals for 2019, I was jamming with my friends, and it was really helpful having someone else there to bounce things off of. And she's not a coach, but she could hear my resistance, right? She's an intuitive person and sensitive, and she could hear my resistance. So I say get a buddy to do this step-by-step guide I'm going to give you on how to be successful in 2019. So let's go. So step one. Sorry, the cleaners just got here. So,
okay. So let's hopefully we won't get too much noise from that, but a clean house is always great. So the secret to being successful in 2019, first step, you have to be specific about whatever goal that you're going for. And the way to do this is to, I like the SMART analogy. I used to not understand it, but now when I looked at my 2018 goals, I was kind of being a little more lofty and a little more loose. But the goals that I wrote very specifically, I accomplished. I want to publish this. I want to take this trip. Those actually happened. The more lofty goals, and I'll give you an example just from, because I have it in front of me. I was using the Danielle Laporte Desire Map Planner. I'm not going to use it this year. It's great, but it can put you in the space of dreaminess, which is wonderful when you're rough drafting your goals. So that is probably, you know, you're going to hear me say that a lot, rough draft this, you know, really keep writing until you get specific, talk it out. Then you can put the rest of this course, seminar into action. So what do I mean about specific versus not specific? So when I look at my 2018 goals, I had release, Break Free. That's one of my novels, right? And then I have practice excellent wellness and self-care. Well, how was I going to do that, right? Or what did that look like? So that was one of those more vague goals. Did I do that? Yeah, to the best of my ability. Then I had one like laughter. And yes, did I laugh a lot? I even offered a course on how to use laughing for healing. Yes, that happened. But the more specific goals are the ones you can put a lot of energy behind. So, again, like, I have released Strangely Amazing. That was my second novel. Okay, what I didn't have on here are dates. So I would encourage you to have a time frame in mind. So be specific, clear, and have a time frame in mind. And again, this doesn't come right out of you. I've spent, you know, you're going to hear me say, I spent lots of time coming up with my goals. I did a rough draft. I did a feelings draft. I did a ideas draft. And be willing to do that. This is going to take you some time, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to catapult you into 2019, and you'll be amazed by what you'll be able to accomplish. So, specific, give a time frame, right? And then also be clear about the goal. Now, time frame. If you want to put a goal that you're going to do over the course of the year, like I have a plan to release 2 self-help books. I did not put a time frame on it because I know I'm going to get to it over the course of the year. I also don't have an idea as to what exactly I'm going to be writing on, but I know that the goal is there. So it's okay if you don't have an exact time frame, but give yourself some general time frames if you have lots of goals. So, yes, I plan to write to release some novels. I have time frames for those because I know that they're very time sensitive. Writing self-help is a little bit different. So keep that in mind as you are going through and creating your goals. Let's say you have a weight loss goal. Okay, break that up into pieces. And I want to be here by this date. I want to be here by this date. And incremental, I want to encourage you, if you're doing a bigger goal, so say the big goal is 50 pounds, I say break that up into reasonable, measurable goals, right? And then my third guides are jumping in here and they're saying, get some support. So they're already saying this, like you can't do this by yourself. Be in some type of program or system or working with a coach or working with a trainer to help you get to where you want to be. And it's interesting, as I was preparing my notes, I did not include that. And so that is, if you're listening to this podcast, that is the message. And you have goals. You are going to need support to accomplish them, which makes sense because this year, everything that I've heard, I've been studying what psychics have been saying, I've been comparing it to what information I've been getting intuitively. This is going to be a year of lots of change. As I told you in one of my previous podcasts, it's going to be a bouncy year. So with that bounciness, it can be difficult to focus if you are not staying in your game, right? And so these steps I'm going to give you will help you stay in the game. It will keep your goals right on the tip of your mind. But in addition to that, when you have some additional support so that you can refer back to it and get some guidance as to how you can move forward when you do hit the inevitable plateaus and blocks, it'll make it that much easier for you. So number one on this, the secret to being successful in 2019 is you have to have a specific goal and do your best to come up with some type of time frame. Now, why I am a little looser than most goal achievement teachers around time frame is because I think it can be a little rigid, and with that rigidness can create a sense of defeat if you don't hit it in the exact time frame you think. But I am now more firmly a believer of giving yourself some general time frames so that you can accomplish that goal. Because you'll be amazed by how you will do it. If you say, I'm going to do this by spring, and spring to me means May, then write that down. Write that down. Okay, so two, secret to being successful in 2009. Why will accomplishing this goal make you feel more like who you really are? This is going to take some time. I want you to journal these out. I want you to have a conversation with yourself. If you can get a buddy, get a buddy. If you can get a coach, definitely have the conversation with your coach. Because oftentimes we put goals on our list we think sound good. Right? I'm going to eat healthier by eating, at home 5 days a week. If you are a person that eats out all the time, it's going to be really difficult to pivot into this person that only eats at home, right? And so being able to talk this through and see how this goal is going to make you more like yourself, not some fictional self that you think is perfect. And we talked about perfection in one of my previous podcasts. We want what's going to be realistic for you. Yes, we want it to feel like a stretch, but be who you really are in the process. If you're a person who does not cook a lot, then don't put all of a sudden you're just going to be this person that makes meals for yourself. And I mean, who is that person, right? That's not you. So, but there is a way to reach your goal that matches who you already are. So keep that in mind. Why will accomplishing this goal make me feel more like who I really am? And I journal it. And you might find, you know what, this goal isn't going to get me to be who I really am. It's really this that I'm seeking. And that'll help you narrow down and get specific about the goal that you're looking to accomplish. Now, if you're having trouble setting up these goals, I say start with what you don't want. And then transform that into what I want. Okay, so maybe you struggled with accumulating debt in 2018. Okay, I don't want to accumulate any more debt in 2018. Or in 2019. So that start there and see how you can turn that into a positive statement. I easily and effortlessly pay down my debt while building a savings at the same time. Okay, then you go to how will this make me more like myself? Well, I'll feel safer having a savings, and I'll be able to do more, and I'll be more receptive to ideas that the universe gives me as ways I can make more money to pay off my debt. I'm just rolling this off of the top of my head. But that's the thought process that I want you to have. This isn't, some of you, it will be really specific. I want to make this amount of money. I want to do this, this, and this. Okay. Again, ask yourself, why will this make me more of who I really am? And then for those of you who are struggling, start with I don't want. Look at 2018 and think about all the crummy shit that happened. And know that the crummy shit that happened, there's a lesson in that. And I want to encourage you to seek what that lesson is. And it's not nearly as complicated as you think. So you might say, okay, I really struggled in this area of my life. what was the lesson, and identify what that is, and then move on. Say, how can I use this as I go forward? You know, I got really clear. It was like so right there in front of me, one of the reasons why I was struggling in a particular area of my life. I'm like, oh, I hadn't considered that. Or I was trying to do this without a concrete plan in place. And so it's not to make yourself wrong. It's not to be perfect. It's just little nuggets of truth that can help you move forward and be more of who you really are. Okay, 4, the secret to being successful in 2009. Do you believe it? Now, this is really the nuts and bolts of this talk. Do you believe it? And if you are a longtime listener to the podcast, you know, in 2018, talked a lot about the power of belief and why it is so important to believe it. If you could be taking all the action in the world, you could be writing your goal every single day, and you could even be in a group to support you in doing that. But if you, some part of you does not believe it, subconscious part of you, and it's usually some kooky little part of you, and it's okay, we all have that kooky part of us that does not really believe it. You have to do that work. So what I want to encourage you is, instead of getting halfway through the year and being pissed that you haven't gotten where you wanted to get, do the belief work now. And this is how I'm going to recommend that you do it. So go through each goal and you know, take the time to get really specific, journal it all out, to every thought, every idea, things that didn't go well, things that went well, what were the wins, what lessons did you learn, where are your strengths, whatever you need to do, journal it all out. And this may take you a couple of hours. Do it. Then when you get to the specific list of goals, go through and say, do I believe that this could happen to me in this year? And can it happen? Is it possible for me? I love the dream. I live in the dream. I love the pipe dream. But I love taking pipe dreams and breaking it down and making it a reality. And so the way you break it down and make it a reality is you have to stop and say, do I really believe that this can happen? And now, if you initially say no, it doesn't mean you need to ditch the goal, but it does mean that you can do some work around belief system and keep doing it and keep doing it. And I want you to do this all this weekend because, again, if you can go into accomplishing your goals knowing that your belief system's already in place, your mindset's already in the framework of your goal, then you're going to be unstoppable. So after you go through line by line, do I believe it? And it might just be yes, no, kind of, sort of. Then I want you to take a break because we have to – we got to trick the subconscious. We want the subconscious to reveal itself to us. And I'll be honest with you. I have conversations with people all the time, spiritual people, intelligent people, educated people. And when it comes to wanting to dig up the subconscious, people shut down, right? Because they want to give you the logical answer. And you're going to do it to yourself. You're going to be like, well, of course I believe it. Everything is possible. All that stuff gets in the way of you doing what you need to do. You need to look at the subconscious programming because it's there. If it wasn't there, then you'd already have what you want. So look really closely at the subconscious programming. And the way we do it is we kind of got to trick it a bit. And so as you go through and you ask yourself, do I believe it? Will this happen? Can it happen to me? Yes, no, sort of, kind of, I don't think so. Write all that down. And then pull out another piece of paper and say, what action will I need to take to make this goal happen? So we went from looking at beliefs, and then you're going to take a pause. You didn't even go and get a sandwich or something. And turn this into a weekend-long workshop for you, because why not? Let's make it happen, right? You take your break. You come back and you say, okay, I'm just going to look at what actions can I take and be specific but brief. Again, if your goal is to lose a lot of weight or accomplish an income goal,
write down all the actions you think you need to take, but be brief about it. You're human. You only have so many hours in the day. And I say err on keeping it easy. So if your goal, let's go back to weight because it's easy. I'm going to walk every day. Okay, how many times a day? Or how many times a week? Okay, I'm going to walk 6 times a week. Okay, write that down. How long? 30 minutes. Okay. And I am going to follow the keto plan, whatever, you know. Whatever works for you, trust your intuition. You know how I feel about eating plans. Do what feels right to your body and go with it, okay? And then even get more specific but brief. Okay, for breakfast, I'm going to not do it because it doesn't work for me. Or lunch is going to be my big meal, and this is how I'm going to make that happen. And dinner, I'll go light, and light looks like this. Get really specific but brief, because if you give, again, a long list of activities, okay, I'm going to meal prep, I'm going to cut up my vegetables, I'm going to carry my food every single day, and if that's so far from who you are, you're not going to fucking do it. I'm just going to be real with you. So use all the gifts, talents, resources that are already within you and just flip them around to work for you. So if you are a person who orders food all the time, say, I'm going to focus on finding some healthier restaurants for me to order from. Or if it's a money goal, okay, I know that when it comes to savings, I tend to do this. But I'm really good at putting money in a jar, so I'm going to do that. Whatever it is, start finding ways that you can accomplish the goal. And it's better if it intuitively comes from you. And it's better if it's easy. Why? Why make our lives hard? You know, I was talking to a client yesterday. I was like, you know, honey, I'm tuning in that you have to take the hard path all the time. She's like, I know. I'm like, yeah, I was there with you. But we can choose the easy path and work with what you have. The simpler the action is, the more consistent you will be, right? And the more it will honor your natural body rhythms. If you give yourself this whole big lengthy thing to do, let's go back to weight loss because it, you know, it's easy for me to talk about that as an example because I know that world so well. And I'm going to meal prep every Sunday, right? So what if you get a flu and you don't feel like meal prepping? You throw a wrench in your plan. So you want to give yourself lots of flexibility so that no matter where you are energetically, you can still be working your goal. So write down the actions you will take and be specific but brief. Okay, now we're going to go back to belief. See if we can get the subconscious out to play. Okay, what do I really believe about this goal? So look back at your goal sheet. So if the goal is to, I'm going to take a trip to Hawaii in the summer of 2019. Okay, what do I really believe about this goal? I believe your subconscious is going to tell you. It might be like, oh, it's too expensive, or, oh, you could never take that much time off of work, or you couldn't take a trip by yourself. What do you really believe about the goal? And what, okay, and if that's tripping you up and you're not getting a very clear block, right, because what we're looking for is the quirky little thing the subconscious thinks that is keeping you from what you want or will keep you from what you want. So then you'll look, what belief is keeping me from what I want? Why don't I believe what thought is getting in the way of me fully believing? What do I really believe? So I'll give you, I'll see if I already dumped mine. So after you write down all your junky thoughts, do a releasing exercise around them. And because I live in buildings, I submerge in water. I used to burn in the barbecue grill when I had a backyard. And so now that I don't, I submerge in water and I clear. But let's see. Okay, this one. Because if you do this in a bubble of time, right, if you give yourself a weekend to do this, all the little thoughts are going to come up too. So I've already done my clearing around my goals. I've wrote down all the junky thoughts that I could identify in having a dialogue with my subconscious. And then I cleared them out. I submerged them in water. But right as I was getting on the podcast here, I wrote down a new thought. I was like, oh, it can't be easy. Okay, so that's a junky thought that's going to get in the way of me accomplishing a goal. It can't be easy, right? So then what I would do there is flip it around, figure out what the positive statement could be that could negate that, and then clear that. So say a prayer, I release this now for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. I submerge in water and I chuck it, chuck the paper, right? And that clears the energy out, both energetically, and then it replaces it with whatever thought I'm going to replace it with. I don't know. I'm going to journal on this one because this was a limiting belief that comes up a lot for me. Like I was telling you, I had that conversation with a client that she has to take the hard path. I can be that way as well. So that's what I'm going to spend time with and say, okay, what other additional beliefs go along with this, and how does this, it can't be easy, directly negate or block my ability to accomplish the goal on my list? Why this belief work is so important. This was the biggest lesson I learned in 2018. You can be doing everything in your power to accomplish your goal. And if you don't believe, if you are holding a thought, it is attracting as well. And chances are, if you're not aware of it, you don't know how loud that frequency is. So it can easily negate all the effort and energy you're putting out to accomplish the goal, right? So if you can get clear, if you can touch on it now, even as limiting things come out throughout the year, you'll be able to quickly identify it and turn it around so it's not creating a result. The law of attraction states like attracts like. So even if it's a subconscious belief, it's still attracting in your experience. And typically, it's negating all the positive stuff that you're doing because it's kind of unchecked. It's a loud frequency. But once you can check it, this belief work helps you put that in check so that your efforts are producing a higher magnetic frequency than the unchecked subconscious belief. Let's keep going here. Okay. Then after you're done with these limiting beliefs, before you clear, I want you to use that list to create some I statements that directly speak to your goal. So I am successful at attracting clients for my business. And again, I'm riffing on this, just an example there. So then every single one of those limiting beliefs, come up with some I statements, and you may have more than one. That's one thing I found as I was doing this, is that what was like a limiting belief around, let's say, relationships, I had multiple I statements to support the clearing of that belief. It's up to you. It's your name, but don't lie to yourself. You know, if you're still feeling like that belief could be creating a result in your life, keep journaling until you come up with I statements that fully negate that limiting belief. And so then repeat them back to yourself. So you make these I statements, repeat those I statements back to yourself, and then intuitively tune into the frequency of your voice, because there's great power in that, particularly this year, and see where you believe it, right? Do you believe that I statement that you're saying? And some of them you may not believe instantly. But in this process, what I found was I can tell you what I'm going to manifest first or easily. I'll say easily, what goal I'm going to accomplish easily, because I could hear it in the frequency of my voice. When I spoke it, I believed those I statements. And I knew that the limiting negative belief that I had around it, I had cleared that out. I could feel that it cleared, and it picked a really empowering statement that could carry me through the manifestation of my goal. Now, if you don't fully believe it, see if there's some tweaks to the I statement that you can make. And then also ask yourself, hey, is this just so far out and new for me that it's going to take some practice? And if it is, then commit to doing that practice. So be willing to go back in as you're going through your positive I statements and say, do I believe it? And if not, why? And do a little more journaling around it. Is there more that you need to release? Is there more that needs to be cleared around it? Is there another junky thought that is keeping you from what you want? Go through that. And this is going to be different from everybody, but focus on, am I something that needs to be healed? Is there somewhere where I am trying to get approval from someone else who can't give it to me? Look at it from that standpoint. And then, now that you've got your new set of I statements, like if you need to tweak or revise, record your I statements and listen back to them. And here's the thing. Again, if there's any disbelief, you'll hear it. You'll hear it. And, you know, I love recording and then you listen to it as a practice. This isn't the same thing. This is listening. This is using your intuition and tuning into, do I really believe it? Is the vibration of these positive I statements that support my goals strong enough to get me to where I want to be? Listen to it. Listen to it. Okay. As we wrap here. After you feel like you've gotten the core I statements that are going to be supportive to you around your goals, you can write them up again and record them with your goals. You can record your goals as well, or you can just record those I statements and listen to them, or you can read them, and then do commit to checking in with your goals at least once a week. If you have picked some very specific actions, if you have, because we can't make anything happen without action. We don't need to take nearly as much action as our human selves will tell us because we have spirit, but write those in a calendar so you can hold yourself accountable, right? So one of mine is I'm really committing to only working Monday through Thursday. I have a tendency to, you know, I'll work all 7 days in various forms. But now I'm like, okay, I have from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed to get my tasks done. And I have very specific tasks for both of my businesses that I have to do. And they're simple enough that I can get them done very quickly if I needed to. And if I wasn't feeling high energy at a particular time of day, I know that I could go, I could rest, I could do something differently and still get it done within that time frame. With that being said, I'm also committing to Friday through Sunday, I'm off. And that is making me a little nervous because it's very easy for me to be like, oh, yeah, I'll just work a little more. I didn't get a lot done on Thursday. I'll just do it on Friday or Saturday. And because I am committed to creating results in my life, I know that for me, I have to have fun and I have to feel peaceful. So getting to hang out with my homie is wonderful when I've done all my shit. And it makes me feel good about myself, makes me feel alive. I know my friend just texted me and she said, hey, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, yeah, but I know I have a few more things to do today. So I'm going to, you know, hustle, get that done so I can go play. Because I have broken down what those specific actions are that I need to take to accomplish the result that I want in my life. Yeah? This is how we're going to stay on track this year. Now, as you're doing this goal setting process, as I said to you, give it time. Don't take all fucking January to do it. I mean, come on, that's just self-sabotage. But take this weekend and really devote some hours to getting specific about what the goal is, what actions you can take to move that, yourself in the direction of that goal without being rigid and unkind to yourself and putting a whole bunch of stuff on the plate that has nothing to do with whether or not you're going to be able to accomplish the goal, but usually it's trying to prove yourself or get approval, because if I do all this stuff, then that must mean that I'm worthy of what I want. No, you're worthy of what you want right now. Right now, you deserve to have what you want right now. You don't need to trip. And all you have to do is get clear about the beliefs that are getting in the way of you having what you want. Reverse those beliefs. Believe those new statements. Do what you need to do throughout your year to make all this happen.
trust the signs, trust your intuition, and go for it. Wait for the click. As you're doing this, you're going to get a click when something is cleared. You're going to get a click when you've hit, okay, that is the exact goal that I want. Wait for that. Intuitively, the universe is on your side, and you will get support and signs and symbols, or I call it the click, the light bulb that says the aha, that you're on the right track. But you can't fool the universe. So all your little intellectualness and your spiritual speak, I love all that stuff, truly. It's only the surface. Get down to the core, because the deeper you drill, the closer you're going to get to yourself, and then the closer you'll get to what you want. Yeah, and get support. Ms. Berger, they're saying you can't do it alone. And I'll tell you this. I wanted to write a novel for 10 years. And in order for me to finally get going, I had two therapists and a coach. Like, that's how much limiting stuff was going on. And I was working a program. I was doing a workbook at the same time. So for me to finally get going, clear out all that junk for this thing I had been wanting to do so clearly that I've known these characters for years, right? But I couldn't sit down and do it because I had all these limiting beliefs around it. And so it took all of that support in order for me to do it, but so worth it, right? So worth it. So enjoy your 2019. You can have what you want. Do the work to set yourself up so you can have what you want. There will be things that come up, but they will not be nearly as jarring and disruptive if you do the work now. So 5 to 10 hours, rough draft it, what's getting in the way, what are my wins, what were my lessons last year, go through it all. And as you get more and more specific about what you want to create in 2019, and you clear out those beliefs, you replace those beliefs, you believe those beliefs, you will see miraculous things happen in your life. It's my kiss to you. Have a wonderful 2009, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. Take care of yourself.